Carnegie Hall's Gold and Ivory Auditorium was filled on a recent Sunday with proud parents and classic music lovers as two stellar high school choruses, along with the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra Chamber Chorus and the Orchestra of St. Luke's, made their way through Berlioz's Requiem. The French master was inspired to write his Mass for the Dead after a visit to the Vatican's vast St. Peter's Basilica. Choral conductor Norman McKenzie shepherded these choruses through this massive work the previous week. He says the 185 voices performing here represented a slightly scaled-down version of the choir Berlioz envisioned for the Requiem, which he composed for 210 voices, 190 instrumentalists, and no less than 4 offstage brass and timpani orchestras.
He lived in a heightened sense of reality at all times anyway. He was nothing if not a poster child for the Romantic period. He wanted everything to be bigger, scarier, more dramatic, and so forth. And so the Berlioz Requiem is a Mount Everest of challenges.
The nearly 30 hours of rehearsal leading up to the performance were scary for McKenzie and conductor Robert Spano, whose orchestra of St. Luke's accompanied the singers. McKenzie says both agreed that the Berlioz Requiem would be an epic challenge, even for mature choristers.
But it's a bigger issue with kids because their voices aren't fully formed yet. So Robert and I talked about this for a long time, and we finally decided that it was such an enormous challenge, and it was so exciting and could possibly be so magical if it worked that we just had to do it. And certainly the place that should happen should be Carnegie Hall.
But halfway through the week, it was the young people's inner experience, as much as their singing, that most inspired McKenzie.
People's lives are being changed. There is no doubt about it. Great art can do that. And it's most exciting to see it happen to a young person who perhaps has never experienced it before. And then you see the excitement and the revelation on their faces.
Sixteen-year-old Michaela Yatti, with a Pennsylvania senior honors choir, said that singing the Requiem aroused feelings and ideas she discovered during her Catholic upbringing.
From the high points and the low points, the louds and the softs, someday you were born and you're going to die, and everything in between, and I just see God in there.
Do, 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 do.
Hunter Coltarp, who sings bass with a high school choir in North Carolina, was excited by the shared language of music.
Having people my age or younger people be able to communicate through music is wonderful. I think that you don't lose faith in our generation if we're all working towards a greater purpose with music.
Professional choristers Marjorie Johnson and Christopher Nemec were relieved that the young people brought dedication and skill to the chorus, an art form they feared may be dying out.
They bring in a lot of energy, and that's what I get from them, mm-hmm. is they're so enthused and they're very, very well rehearsed. Mm-hmm. They just jump right in and give us a little run for our money.
It's so encouraging to think that if we can just keep them engaged, then choral music is going to be in good shape for years to come.
For Randy Yoder, a choral teacher with a Pennsylvania chorus, being at Carnegie Hall and hearing his young charges perform was the thrill of a lifetime. He agreed that the workshop bodes well for his students and the future of choral music.
We preach about excellence all the time. You can't get much more excellent than this. I love it.
I'm Adam Phillips, VOA News, New York.